أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إليه يرد علم الساعة، وما تخرج من ثمرات من أكمامها، وما تحمل من أنثى ولا تضع إلا بعلمه، ويوم يناديهم أين شركائي قالوا آذناك ما منا من شهيد، وضل عنهم ما كانوا يدعون من قبل، وظنوا ما لهم من محيص. صدق الله العظيم. After Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about this Quran Kareem, and those that disbelieve in the Quran, those who changed and distorted the meaning of the Quran, those that tried to add or remove or change words of the Quran Kareem, very, very briefly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about Qiyamah, the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a very brief condition with regards to insan, especially those who associated partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, إِلَيْهِ يُرَدُّ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the knowledge of the day of Qiyamah, the knowledge of the hour referred. Many a times the kuffar would come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they would ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when is Qiyamah? Their intention was nothing else but disbelief. They disbelieved in this whole concept of life after death, the concept that man, after he is buried into the ground, how would he be resurrected when man's bones and man's whole body will be decomposed? How is it possible then that he is going to stand on another plane in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There was total rejection from them with regards to this concept of the day of Qiyamah. Now that rejection obviously was never acceptable, but now to add insult to injury, they would come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and mockingly they would ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when is this Qiyamah going to take place? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here very briefly responds to this, and Allah says, إِلَيْهِ يُرَدُّ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. That the knowledge of the day of Qiyamah is referred to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has knowledge about when Qiyamah will take place. Not even our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no other Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no wali, no pious person has any knowledge about when Qiyamah is going to take place. In Hadith of Jibreel, when Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam came to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in order to teach Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in deen, he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam several questions. One of those questions was, when is Qiyamah going to take place? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam simply replied that the person who is being asked about this, about Qiyamah, has no more knowledge than the person who is asking. In other words, Jibreel, neither do I know, nor do you know. So even the Malaika do not have knowledge about the day of Qiyamah, when is Qiyamah going to take place. وَمَا تَخْرُجُ مِنْ ثَمَرَاتٍ مِنْ أَكْمَامِهَا وَمَا تَحْمِلُ مِنْ أُنْثَى وَلَا تَضَعُ إِلَّا بِعِلْمٍ. Thereafter, very, very briefly in this portion of the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allah's absolute knowledge, Allah's profound knowledge. There is no limit to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is nothing that is unknown to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of everything. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says that there is no fruit that comes out of its sheath. Like how when we see kajur, we see dates, etc., it comes out of its covering. When it comes out of its covering, it is in the full knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if it was one or two fruit, one could have understood. But throughout the world, all the time, we find that fruit will penetrate its sheath, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has all the knowledge of all that. Allah Rabbul Izzah says in other ayats of the Quran Kareem that there is no leaf that falls from the tree, but it is in the full knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تَحْمِلُ مِنْ أُنْتَى. No woman conceives, no woman becomes pregnant, but that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many a woman will become pregnant, she herself may not know it. She doesn't even have knowledge that she has conceived, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has full knowledge about it. The husband would not know, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows. وَلَا تَضَعُوا إِلَّا بِعِلْمِ. No woman gives birth, but it is in the full knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now again, every second, every day, every part of the day, women are conceiving, women are giving birth, and all that is in the full knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does a comparison in a very, very subtle way that, O insan, you worship gods and deities besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You go to fortune tellers about the future and all that. But the full knowledge, all is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses absolute and total knowledge of everything. Now Allah Rabbul Izzat very briefly turns our attention to the day of Qiyamah. وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will make a proclamation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِي. Where are my partners? Now again and again we have discussed this, that one was the Quraysh of Makkah, the Mushrikeen of Makkah, the Mushrikeen of other parts of the world that physically associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is in the form of Lat, Manat, Uzza, whether it is in the form of some stone, some plastic, some idol made of wood, etc. That is one thing. But the other thing is those idols that we all have in our hearts with regards to this dunya, the power of this dunya, the attraction of this dunya, the zenith and the adornment of this dunya, and all the things of this dunya that we have in our hearts, that sometimes we feel that it has some form of power. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is negating all that, and Allah makes this proclamation, أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِي. Where are my partners? قَالُوا آذَنَّاكَ مَا مِنَّا مِنْ شَهِيدٍ. They will respond and they will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we had already informed you, we had told you, ma minna min shaheed, we are not the ones who will confess, we cannot give any form of evidence whatsoever. In other words, there is absolutely no partners that we can now show to you, we can now ascribe to you. When insan was in alam-e arwah, at that time there was no dunya in between, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, is Allah not the Rabb? Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your Rabb? When there was no intervention of dunya, then every soul had said, Bala, Allah, certainly you are the Rabb. Now when we come back on the day of Qiyamah, there is no intervention of dunya, there is absolutely nothing but us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, the greatest of mushrik will not be able to confess. He will not be able to give evidence in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to any form of partners to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Allah says, وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَدْعُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَظَنُّوا مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ مَحِيصٍ. That whatever they had been calling before, whatever they had been worshipping before has been lost to them. All that has forsaken them. All those gods have forsaken them. All those powers and all those mights have forsaken them. Absolutely nothing now seems to be having any power but the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَظَنُّوا مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ مَحِيصٍ. At that time they will realize, they will understand, and they will be fully convinced that now there is absolutely no escape. In this world, man does not want to bring iman, man does not want to bring yaqeen on the day of qiyamah, but there on the day of qiyamah, man will now realize he cannot escape from the clutches of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.